Most of them now survive on peace jobs in surrounding farms and gold mines run by indigenous business people in the Mapinga area. To make matters worse, the retrained workers are still paying their former employer, Zimbabwe Alloys.
When the company collapsed, it forced us to terminate our contract forms. So from there, when they dismissed us, they promised to offer a package of almost 3,000 to 4,000.
Piri says it is very difficult to make a living in a poverty-stricken mine compound where they are staying because most people have no money. Although Piri is surviving on peace jobs, he is sometimes not paid by his employer due to financial difficulties.
For this moment, I'm not getting any source of income. I'm just doing some peace jobs. But those peace jobs, they're not paying me the expecting amount and I aim. Because sometimes the people I do the peace jobs for, they promise me maybe for, you wait for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Another former chrome miner, Langton Nyakwenda, who is now doing all sorts of odd jobs to make a living, says their problems emanate from what he calls an unworkable black empowerment program, which compels foreign-owned businesses to transfer majority stakes to local people.
The system they use, that if an investor comes, is supposed to cater for all the credits of the company that were accumulated during the time it was running. Like, even our monies, the investor is supposed to pay us some monies. So I think, simple logic, if you look at it, I'm coming to invest the monies, and I'm supposed to pay someone who didn't work for me. The moment I get away from that place, I won't come back.
Nyakwenda adds that the closure of the mine and the non-payment of terminal benefits has impacted negatively on the education of their children. He says very few local people can now afford to pay school fees for their children. Nyakwenda believes that their situation has been worsened by politicians who once told them to stop paying school fees and then made a U-turn soon after the 2013 general elections.
The politician once came during the campaign and told people not to pay school fees. So after winning their campaigns, they came back to reverse the statement. But now it was something in the heads of the parents that it was said, even if you don't pay school fees, the child is not supposed to be sent back.
Mashonaland and West Affirmative Action Group official Clifford Kupeko says the government should create an enabling environment for the mining companies, which normally support thousands of families in Zimbabwe.
If you look at the rate at which these companies are closing, it doesn't help, to be very honest. And the reason being that there is really need for foreign direct investment, but the environment has to be created by the leadership.
He says the government needs to probe the closure of the mine as there are some indications that it shut down due to corruption.
They are not saying the truth. They are just promising out them. When things get settled, we are going to pay up your monies.
Zimbabwe Alloys representative at the mine, Christopher Watadza, says his company will pay the benefits of former workers once it gets money from their creditors. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.